meeting for the Monroe City Council on September 4th, 2012 to order and ask if Edie, you take roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary?
Here.
Cuddaback?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Camp?
Present.
Davis?
Present.
Gamble?
Here.
Hanford?
Present.
Before we begin tonight, I just want to ask if we could take a few moments this evening in silence. A couple weeks ago, we had a tragic situation where a young boy's life was lost, and out of respect for his life and for his family, I think it would be appropriate that if we would just take a few moments this night and reflect. So if we could do that at this time, I appreciate that. Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to for official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate the occasion. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 23 as Constitutional Week, now therefore I, Robert G. Zimmerman, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the City of Monroe and the State of Washington, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23 as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by diligently protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained. In witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Monroe and the State of Washington to be affixed this fourth day of September of the year of our Lord 2012. And ladies, if you would, please. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to present to you the proclamations here. Okay, this portion of our meeting is set aside for comments from citizens. This is the time for you to speak to City Council on any issue except any question or judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Please ask that you limit your time to 5 minutes and also ask that you provide your name and address for the record. First up is Mr. Harbaugh. Sir, Mr. Harbaugh.
Yeah.
If you would like to come to the podium to speak. Mr. Horvath's address is 16608 155th Street, Southeast of Monroe. And I do have some pictures here that Mr. Horvath has provided, and I'll pass those out to council as he shares. Sir, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, I just to let you know I'm a little nervous because the first time I was that kind of meeting. And living in Monroe about 12 years and never have had any problem because we parking at one side of the house, you know, was front of the house, and our other neighbor was parking at his house, front of his house. And now that new people was coming renting a house about 2 years ago, just about 2 years before Halloween night, he moved in. And he started pushing me out of front of the house, you know, because I got one car and he got about six cars. I don't know why he get all the cars, you know. And teenage girls, he got the boys thing coming around there and stay all night, you know, working. And they pushed me out completely, you know, that started to make a couple of pictures that I don't know what can happen. So I'm a handicapped man, you know, but handicapped parking place in my car, you know, about 5-6 years. And I got a couple of surgery for a hip replacement, complete hip replacement, a knee replacement, so I can walk too far. So always have to get you close to the house, you know, that's it. So I don't know what can I do, but somebody mentioned the Oceano Center for a manager department to come in over here for a meeting, you know, and explain a problem, what that is. So police was a couple of times, the police can do nothing, you know, said because it's legal parking everybody. So I don't know what can I do. Moving the car from the driveway, that's only one place I got. And anybody coming to a house, the friend, I mean, my son or my daughter coming visiting me, they have to go and get on for something else, because can't put in the drive in there, so that the my car is in there. So I don't know what can I do. I'd make a couple of pictures, a lot of stuff that I don't do any pictures, you know, because I was telling you, call out the police, and police doesn't have it, don't do nothing, show the police what's going around there. So I'm just stuck now. What can I do?
So Mr. Horvath is here tonight to bring this case to council in hopes that council might consider having staff look at some alternatives or some actions related to parking. And you're on
55th, yes.
Avenue here in the Fridlands.
Is that it? Yes, Fridlands District. That's where you're calling.
So if council has any questions or anything for Mr. Harbaugh.
Have you talked to your neighbor about
this? Oh, yeah, I talked to the neighbor, I talked to the owners who own the house, you know, the people that are renting. He sent an email for the people, you know. I don't know what he sent, because I never talked. So I don't have a computer, so it can't send me any email to me in my house. So just talk to the telephone for owner's lady. Say everything care of it, there are no questions, nobody do nothing to me. I just stuck in there, you know, I don't know what can I do.
Well, we will, if council is meetable, I can have staff at least take a drive on 155th to see if there's any recommendations that we can make or staff can make or provide to Mr. Horvath and to the community. It wouldn't take that long for our engineers to or staff to take a trip out that way, but try to do something to help out in this circumstance. So. Mr. Horvath, we will have staff take a drive out onto 155th,
yes,
near your residence to survey the situation,
yes,
and to see if there's anything that we can come up with in terms of a resolution or solution or action. And if there is, we'll have staff be in touch with you.
Thank you. Maybe when I'm going home, I'll have to park in a drive because I want to take over everything, you know. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Next up, Thomas Minnick.
Thank you. My name is Thomas Minnick, 13789-194th Drive Southeast, North Heritage Baptist Fellowship. I wanted to say, first of all, a thank you to the council and the staff for working on the Eastman Road comp plan application. Took a really long time to get through, and then of course we were disappointed with the hearing examiner's decision. So I wanted to ask the council to put the application back on the docket for action as soon as possible. Obviously the EIS question has to be resolved adequately, study done, and so we're confident that can be accomplished. And so we would ask you to consider your answer.
Thank you. Thanks. I don't have any others signed up at this time to speak before council, but as always, if there's a member of the audience who'd like to address council on an issue, you're welcome to do so at this time. Seeing none, we'll then move on to the agenda. I do want to say that I will be pulling item number 4 that was meant to be under new business. And so the consent agenda this evening, we'd ask for approval of items 1, 2, and 3. Councilmember Gearing?
So moved. Items 1, 2, and 3.
Second.
Motion is made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Hamford to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, and 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? New business, first off, the resolution, well, this goes to the adoption of 2013 comprehensive plan amendment schedule. The August 14th meeting, the comprehensive plan amendment schedule was, a motion was made to table and approved until such time to be determined. Tonight, was simply, we were bringing this back to before council as a reminder and asking council when in September, if in September they'd like to have this back, or if they'd like to take action, or like to see this at another time in October. The choice is yours. So that is the question before council this evening.
Thank you. We did just have at least a potential request to add something else. I'm not sure how that would even work, and given the cost of what would need to happen, I'm assuming how would that be paid for type of a thing with regard to the EIS. If were something like that to be done, I certainly wouldn't expect the city to be putting any money towards that, but hearing details with regard to that, if that's not something to add, then we have a list in front of us.
Gentleman's not here to answer that question as to whether or not there would be any contribution, and I don't know that Paul is here. No, he's not here. He's here earlier. So Paul's not here to answer that question, whether he's had that conversation either. We could have staff look at that and bring that back to you as more definitively at a later time. And that could be next week or 2 weeks from now or whenever council would like.
Again, if the applicant is going to pay, I can consider it otherwise. Then we have a lesson. So if we need some more time, if I understand correctly, the last time we don't have to do this. Last week we didn't have to do it tonight, but and if not, then we can just be told, nope, this is our list, and we can do it next week or week after, or whenever we might have an answer with regard to that. We didn't get a lot of details on.
Well, the question was asked by the gentleman. You certainly have a reasonable question of him. Why don't we have Paul and/or Jeff reach out to the potential applicant and ask them if they're willing to pay any of it and come back to you with an answer.
Exactly. Otherwise, they would probably give it to us to be out there. That's my opinion.
So, if I'm hearing you right, you, at least yourself, you'd like to have that answer question or that question answered before making a decision on the docket.
Correct.
Then we'll reach out to the applicant to see what, if anything, they're willing to do with regards to the EIS. Expectation is, I think, it's probably pretty clear that there's an investment on that part, and bring that answer back to the council along with the comprehensive plan amendment schedule, and at that time we'll take action. With the 20, let's say, support. The 18th, would that be?
All right,
we'll shoot for the 18th then. All right. Okay, and moving on to new business item number 2 now. That's a resolution adopting a cost allocation plan for interfund services and expenses. And Diane Nelson.
This is pretty much a housekeeping item. For years, this city, as well as all other cities, finds it more economical for the general fund to charge other funds, such as the utility funds, for services such as admin services, HR services, financial services, legal services, rather than having a separate account for the water fund and a separate account for the sewer fund. It's easier just to have it all done in City Hall and then charge each of the funds for those services. And so these are interfund charges for interfund services and expenditures. Anything that can be directly charged to a fund is directly charged, but there are some overhead things that are kind of nebulous that you can't, that are citywide. So we have to design in a way to allocate these indirect costs to everyone and in a fair manner. And so we pretty much have used various methods in the past. In 2010, the auditors did a performance audit on the methods used for overhead allocation. This is called overhead allocation, by the way. And the city of Monroe was one of the eight cities selected. They made several recommendations to our current to the practices we had at the time. We've since changed our practices to those recommended changes. And then now the state auditor's office is coming out saying, well, besides making these recommended changes, we also want all cities to formally adopt by their legislative body the policy that they use. And so that's why I'm now coming to you with this. Usually this is just an in-house thing that I do, but because the auditors want you guys to say, yeah, it's okay to do this, that we've been doing all along. I had SAC review it for form, and SAC's recommendation, I asked the state auditors to review the policy to make sure it met all their recommendations, and they refused to review it. They said they would not give an opinion on any policy until after they had audited our books. And they audit us every year, and so it's part of the Sarbanes-Oxley thing where they want to stay objective, I guess, because they feel like if they approve our policy before they audit us, then they're not objective, if you can follow their train of thought. But so that's basically it in a nutshell. It's a policy of a practice that we do. I'm assuming the auditors will find it okay after they audit us this fall, and I'm hoping for your blessing.
Auditors are not very customer-centric, are they? Not very solutions oriented either, so unlike City of Monroe, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So what Diane is looking for tonight is a motion to approve resolution 2012-025 adopting the cost allocation plan for interfund services and expenses.
So
second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Williams and seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback. Any other questions for Diane? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Moving right along, council member reports. Councilmember Gary, anything for us tonight?
Nothing.
Councilmember Cuddeback, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Good trip.
It was a great trip.
Great report. All right, Councilmember Williams. Councilmember Camp.
I have one brief thing. I had the opportunity to attend the cold weather meeting.
Cold weather?
The cold weather
shelter.
On Thursday. Very enlightening. I talked to Brad a little bit about what the thing, some of the things that we will be able to provide cops and, correct me Brad, what is it? Oh, and a notification on when the weather.
Flipping the switch, as they call it.
Well, I was hoping that council would also agree to this, to be able to put something on the website.
That'd be nice.
Asking for volunteers, looking for people who can help coordinate. You know, work with the people once they find a facility, and of course finding a facility would be really nice too. I think it's a good project. I'd like to see the city back as much as we possibly can. That's what we're doing.
And with that, WCIA sent out an e-newsletter recently talking about grants specific to shelters. Did you see that?
Do you miss? Do you not get this?
WCAA or
AWC? It's just been the last.
If there's a way to shuttle that to the appropriate people,
instead of
would be excellent.
Yeah. Couple weeks, couple days.
I don't get that. Put it on the mailing list, please.
They have to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis. Councilmember Gable.
Actually, I am going to be on vacation. Not vacation. Wish it was on vacation. September 18th. This month I have a business trip, so I will be unable to attend. But I will be on vacation this week while I'm going down to see our UW Huskies play against the LSU Tigers. So,
all your purple all lined up.
Oh, yeah. I had a jersey for every game.
They're purple, too. All right. Councilmember Andrew.
Yeah, so the parade was a lot of fun to participate in the parade this year. And there was two of us there, but seriously, that was a lot of fun, and I thought it went really well. People were filming the parade, and just the whole event was great. So that was really going in. And we went to the fair a few times last week, and proud of our city and the way that we conduct things and handle things. Traffic seemed much smoother this year than other times I've seen it. And so, all in all, great.
Staff, okay, Mr. Sachs.
Just one thing, I wanted to bring you all up to speed on the Galaxy transaction. As you know, we've issued three notices in the fall. Galaxy has cured two of them. They made their July payment. They have produced all of the results, quarterly and annual net sales reports for the last 2 years. We're still pending on the removal of EcoBlocks. That notice expires on the 20th of September. Based on the net sales and the discussion we've had, the next step would be to actually audit the results from Galaxy Theater, and in order to move forward from that, we would need some sort of council direction if you chose to send us off in that direction.
Give my recommendation and also request that council approve that. Anybody would like to make a motion at this time to direct staff to proceed with the audit or maybe designate an agent?
And it's, there's audit is a big word. Diane could probably speak to it a little better than I could, but the initial recommendation from the CPA she Diane talked to would be to proceed with a review initially. A review is a less intensive, less cumbersome. It yields substantially similar results. Maybe you can help me with this before I
So a review isn't as labor intensive as an audit, but with a review they can pretty much tell generally if the figures are true or not. If it looks like there's questionable, or if something looks a little fishy, then you would want to go into a full scale audit. The review costs $5,000 to $10,000. An audit would cost you a lot more.
And again, to remind council that what the lease indicates is that cost would be borne by the city. If the review or audit was to determine that there's a 3% discrepancy in the sales reporting, then the cost would be borne by the tenant, Galaxy Theater, in this case.
Councilmember Gary.
Thanks. Are you looking for authorization to review, or are you looking for authorization to audit, or both?
It's up to council at this stage. The audit is going to be more expensive, more time intensive. The review would be my recommendation initially.
I will make, unless you're going to make a comment, I'll make.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay.
Councilmember Fedebeck.
I was just going to, I believe we have to go forward with reviewed their books before. We have to do our due diligence to make sure that we're getting the funds that we should be getting from this lease. How long have we had the lease?
11 years.
And we've gotten very minimal quarterly, the projections, the net. And so I think we need to do the review at a minimum. And so I'm willing to make the motion to go ahead and
direct staff
to do the review.
I'll second.
Okay, Councilmember Kedovac has made the motion to direct staff to proceed with the review, and that motion was seconded by Councilmember Camp. Any other comments? Just as a side note with regards to some information that's out there today, indeed, the theater had incurred some additional costs when they moved the building back during construction. We did some preliminary determination or numbers to show that when in the lease reduction that they were given many years ago, they have since or nearly made up that money. And so the $250,000 that continues to be float out there as something that is, you know, possibly owed to them. I think they've received that in the way of reduction in costs over the years. Yeah. Councilmember Camp.
But isn't that a separate issue than the due diligence of going forward
with your it's out there again. Yes. I just wanted to clarify
what we're here. That's what I thought there. Yeah.
Councilmember Camp.
And I just wanted to say the reduction of rent, was that specifically done
As I recall, having come shortly after the reduction, they reminded that at the time, that was a significant part of the discussion. There were other issues as well, but that was a significant part. Okay, all right. Thank you for the motion, Councilmember Kedovac. Take a vote on that. Time up. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Chief Windsor, anything to report? Mr. Farrell?
No report this week.
Diane?
No report.
Brad?
Yes. Executive session?
Yeah, we do have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing
to report?
Nothing to report.
As Councilmember Hanford stated, the fair, I think, was a tremendous success this year. All numbers indicate that there was improvement in the number of attendees. I was out on a number of occasions meeting with the fair staff this week, also had the opportunity to just attend. Lots of fun. And discovered some new food and fried. So that was good, thanks to some recommendations. But the word back to the city, and I want to pass this back to everyone here tonight, and if you can pass it along as well, especially to the police department, the interaction that we had with the fair this year was exceptional, and everybody was most appreciative of the city's support for this year's event. So thank you from Tom and Hal out at Snohomish County. Okay, that's all I have. City Administrator Brett.
Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for September 11th, 2012. Under study session topics, number one, we're actually going to pull that item. That's the discussion of residential fire sprinklers. There's still some work to be done on that. There's work being done at the state level on that particular topic, and there is no rush to bring that forward, so we're going to pull that this time. So number two is redevelopment of the city landfill. That's the property west of Galaxy Theater.
The hillside,
basically.
The sledding hill.
The sledding hill. So we'll be bringing some information forward to council on that property and some ideas. Deletion.
the need for an executive session this evening pertaining to potential litigation, and we expect that would go for 15 minutes. And I'll ask the attorney Lowell to also comment and provide the RCW report.
Thank you, Mayor. Pursuant to RCW 4230110(i), the council will convene an executive session to discuss a potential litigation with legal counsel. The executive session will last approximately 15 minutes, and the council may take action in open session when we convene.
Before we go, I was going to do this after, but in case anybody from the audience should decide to leave during this time, I want to remind that Snow Isle Libraries is celebrating their 50th year, the New Monroe Library Building is also celebrating its 10th anniversary, and that is Saturday, September 8th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Monroe Library, which is here at 1070 Village Way. So with that said, we will now go into executive session. All right, we're back in regular session. Councilmember Hammer.
I'd like to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn has been made by Councilmember Hamford and seconded by Councilmember Gearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?